Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hoboken sounding the alarm on, well, why that 14-day quarantine is so urgent and important for travelers coming from the list of 16 states where COVID-19 cases are spiking to take into consideration. The Mile Square City seeing a sudden spike as a result of travel. Samantha Liebman with more.
Thursday and Friday, Hoboken saw a two-day high of 13 cases, the most since mid-May. Mayor Ravi Bala.
Very clear, common thread is that all 13 cases travel to states with alarming rates of rising COVID-19.
But because the city started seeing some travel-related cases in the past 2 weeks, they urged residents returning here to quarantine and get tested. Most of these new cases were asymptomatic. The mayor says there could be more, and he hopes travelers heed the warnings.
You might not feel the need for a test, but we've only identified seven in one day and six in another day. That's in relation to people who actually went and proactively got a test. And it makes you wonder about the people who have not gotten a test.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Hoboken.